This is the Say Yes to Fire Show. And now, join the conversation with Susanna Say Yes as she takes you on a mind-opening journey into the daunting world of financial independence and retiring early. We interview guests. We talk about stocks, crypto, and more. Streaming to the world and beyond. And beyond. Your Mondays will never be the same. Ready? Three, two, one. Fire.
This is your host speaking, Susanna. ¿Qué tal? How's life? I hope you are all well. And thank you so much for listening to Say Yes to Fire with me, Susanna Say Yes. And welcome back. In the previous episode, just to refresh our memories, we talked about savings, mainly, and how important it is to save every month. And just, I wanted to remind all the audience a trick to make sure that we save the percentage that we agreed on with ourselves. And as we said, this percentage would be good to have it in between the 30 and the 50%, approximately. But pay yourself first. So every month when you receive your salary, calculate the percentage that you want to save and put it in a deposit. In this way, you are actually making sure that you achieve your financial plan in terms of savings. And then you just try to live with the rest. Of course, at the beginning, it's going to be difficult because you don't really know, right, what you need to live the rest of the month. And of course, it can vary. But I promise you, this is a perfect way of making sure that you actually save and you pay yourself. But guys, I have a confession to make. I need to be honest with you. The traditional FIRE community actually teaches you to be frugal. So this percentage that I say that it would be good to be between the 30 and the 50%, they actually try to achieve an 80%, which to me is totally crazy. I mean, you can do whatever you want with your money. And of course, if you want to, I don't know, be super frugal and live under the bridge and don't pay rent, like that's up to you. But I think I would love for our FIRE community to enjoy life too. I mean, that's the whole point of earning money and having a job, like, right, like a stable job, apart from, of course, growing your career and enjoying what you do. But having money is also like a part of life enjoyment, right? Because you need money to do stuff. So I would definitely recommend to decrease a bit that 80% that the traditional FIRE community, let's say, advises, and do a bit less and enjoy life. And don't worry, because this, say, traditional form of FIRE focuses mainly on the saving itself. So accumulating savings along, let's say, a period of your life to be able to pay yourself for the rest of your life every year a certain salary out of your savings. And here, guys, I just want to remember and remind everyone that what we're going to do is we're going to use our savings to invest smartly, to grow our capital, to achieve passive income, and at the end, achieve financial independence or financial freedom. So, today, what am I going to talk about? I'm going to explain the term compound interest, which is actually the secret to FIRE. I'm going to talk about mutual funds as, let's say, the easiest way to start investing. And I'm going to end with a small surprise for my favorite audience, which is, of course, you guys. But first, the other day, I was talking to a friend of mine, and she told me she is skeptical about pensions. And she's worried that she won't get any retiring money later in life. And then I realized that our generation has no certainty that our hard work in the present will be rewarded in the future. And this is worrying people. I mean, that is why I'm always saying we need to start now. The present is important. But, enough of drama. We are already here. You're already listening to me. And this is our first steps, right? So we are on the right track. This episode is called The Secret is in the Compound Interest. And compound interest is basically interest on interest. And here, you can imagine me a couple of years ago, a bit younger, and not that smart. No kidding. Googling, can you get rich off compound interest? And guys, I found out that it's one of the best ways for you, for us, to put our money to work over time. And here, time is key. And that's when the dots connected in my head. And I love that because that means I'm finally learning something. But yeah, I realized the following. Fire is our destination. Compound interest is the road to fire. And guys, money, guys, is our vehicle. And I also find out that, unfortunately, compound interest works together with time. And why do I say unfortunately? Well, we cannot cheat time. I mean, time is the only, let's say, element that we cannot buy, right? At least partially. But anyway, that's another discussion. Let's focus. So what I also thought, it was that we can keep upgrading our vehicles. So we can keep growing our money, right? And if we go back one step, interest on interest. And I think it's best if I provide you guys with an example here. Let's say that today I have 1,000 euros. And I decide to invest them in a certain product that gives me 10% of interest every year. So in 1 year from now, I will go to see like what's up with my product. And I will see that I have, if everything goes well, of course, 1,000 euros plus a 10% on these 1,000 euros, which equals 1,100 euros. The second year, I'll go to my, say, to my product and I will see, okay, I have 1,100 euros plus the 10% of 1,100 euros. So that equals 1,210 euros. Interest in your interest. So I'm actually earning interest on the previous year interest. And that's compound interest. Not to make it difficult at all for the non-mathematicians in here, but basically, guys, let's say that if you keep your money in this product year after year, your number will grow. And it will get bigger and bigger and bigger. And here I realize that's why individuals with a big stash of cash have it easier. Because of course, as you can imagine, the 10% of a million is not the same as the 10% of 1,000 euros. You get it, right? If you compound that, because the function is exponential, yeah, you actually get a pretty big difference. So, why should we start now? I think it's clear. Basically, because we will have more years to compound this interest that we are getting. And we can apply that to many, many financial products, actually. So that's why the whole FIRE concept is actually a bit tricky. And that's what I don't like about it. Because the more money you have earlier in life, the easier it's going to be for you to have more. For the ones of us that unfortunately don't have a big stash of cash, it's going to take us a bit more effort and a bit more brains and power to get there. But remember, people, in this show, we're going to find the tips and the tricks and all the glitches in the system so we can leverage this compound interest to the max. So don't worry if instead of a big stash of cash, you have a small stash of cash. It's okay. Me too. And as I said, we can apply this compound interest theme to nearly all investment strategies, which can involve different financial products. And one of the easiest to start with, and maybe for the ones of you in the audience that don't have that much experience with investing, you can already try it, is to put your money in a mutual fund. And usually these mutual funds are fully managed for you. And where can you find these mutual funds? Normally, these are offered, let's say, at the more traditional banks. Or let's leave it at banks. And now, guys, is the perfect moment for one of those young Susanna stories. It was 3 years ago, actually, that I went to my, let's say, family bank in Spain. And I went there to talk to my financial advisor. I mean, it was my dad's financial advisor, but it kind of like I inherited it. But I went there. And I said to him, look, I want you, the bank, to grow my money. And he said, okay, no problem. We have indeed a couple of financial investment products that you could benefit from. And at that point, like, I was not really, really interested in the finances. So I asked him for the one that required for me to invest the least time. And he said mutual funds. Well, actually, he used a bit of a different fancy words, like literally, yes, we have algorithm-driven smart wallets, which would be perfect for a young girl like you. Yeah. And that sounded rich. So I said, yeah, just sign me in. So he like presented this whole portfolio with a lot of graphs and charts. And he said, look, in 2017, so the previous year, we produced an 8% increase in our clients' capital. He showed different graphs and he said, well, as you can see, this is a bit of the average, let's say. It can be more, it can be less, but you can take it as average. But guys, 2018 was not a great year. I don't know if you remember it, but yeah. I don't know what happened, if it was, I don't know, the economy was it, but yeah. It was not great. So my whole capital, my whole smart wallet investment went down, I think it was 2% or 3%. So I was negative. Damn, I feel scammed. I mean, my baby poor small stash of cash was like reduced. And that, guys, is when I first experienced what it is to lose the value or part of the value of your investment. And how powerless I felt. Oh my God. And of course, at that moment, I thought, I can do better. And around 2 years, 3 years later, yes, I did better. But I also increased the risk, of course, of my investments. And I did a lot of self-study. But yeah, I mean, mutual funds is basically a product that you can invest in. It's going to be completely, fully managed for you. And it's just like, let's say, imagine a bag of money where the bank puts all different let's say, investment from different clients, and then they take this big stash of cash and they invest it for you. So conclusion, guys, mutual funds work. I mean, let's be honest, they work. They're extremely easy to manage. And within, let's say, the certain products, you can choose the one that adheres to your risk appetite the best. So if you prefer that a banker manages your money, you can just go to your bank and ask for a mutual fund. And that's a way to get, let's say, a safe and steady and slow compound interest. But yeah, keep in mind that banks will probably charge you for the service of managing these funds. So also ask for the price. Important note. In the next episode, we're going to make a step towards understanding the financial markets. Because of course, what banks do with this money is they put it in the financial markets, and probably most of it in the stock market. But indeed, in the next episode, we're going to, let's say, make a step towards understanding these financial markets, specifically the stock market. So Wall Street can tremble, because we're getting there, guys. And we're gonna, let's say, approach these understanding of the financial markets from a perspective of risk, financial risk. So what are you, let's say, what can you lose? What is the risk that you lose your money or part of your money? And I'm gonna elaborate more on the term risk also in the next episodes. And have you ever heard of high risk, high reward? Probably yes, right? If you're into crypto, probably 100%. But yes, so I'm gonna try to build into different investment strategies according to the risk that those strategies carry. And also, according to those strategies, like, I'm gonna present to you different financial products or investment products like stocks, bonds, turbos, options. Yeah, there are many, many. I'm gonna present them to you also on the basis of the financial risk they carry. But before finishing this episode, I promise you a small surprise. And a couple of days ago, I asked some people from the audience, and well, basically the ones of you that I know a bit better, or that you presented to me as audience. And I asked you, or I asked them, what is your main reason for saving or investing your money? And I thought it would be cool for you guys to hear what other FIRE fans have to say and they have in mind. And maybe you can also get some ideas on, yeah, what people is doing with their money, or they want to do with their money in the future. I can start. So, what is your main reason for saving or investing your money? I invest my money to achieve FIRE. Really, like truly, 100% from my heart. And also, I invest and I financially plan for big purchases. For example, buying a house or going on a really, really cool vacation trip somewhere exotic. After Corona, of course, disclaimer. So with that, I have, like, I'm gonna leave you guys with some of their answers. And I just wanna wish you a really, really nice day or a nice night. And see you next Monday for episode 3, which is gonna be called Lost in Wall Street. Bye bye.
My main reason for saving money is to have a nice pillow in case I need it for any emergencies, and also for in the future buying a house. I invest money in order to grow my savings and be able to retire as early as I can.
Hi, the main reason for me to save money and invest my money is because I don't want to work for my for the money anymore, but I want the money to work for me, so I can have a more secure and maybe relaxed life in the future.
My main reason for saving and investing is to have more money later on in life.
I started investing because I wanted to earn an extra income for my hobbies and travels. But later on, I realized it might be an effective way to obtain also benefits from my savings, like on a long-term basis.
I would say the main reason for saving or investing my money, in my case, would be in the short term for traveling, and I guess more in the long term to become financially independent.
You've been listening to the Say Yes to Fire podcast. Consider yourself enriched. For the latest, go to SusannaSayYes.nl. That's Susanna, SELLES.nl. We hope you've gotten some useful and practical information from the show. Make sure to like, subscribe, and share. Remember, sharing is caring. Till next time.